Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
So as I was saying, Surrey City Council meeting tonight, the last one before the civic election on October 15th. You are boycotting the meeting, even though most people expect these meetings to generally be a quiet affair. Why are you boycotting it?
Well, you know, I take being a city councillor very seriously, and attending council meetings is an absolute must. But I can't be part of this council meeting. It's just fraught with all sorts of issues, trying to force through over 45 land applications in the last council meeting. Why? Makes no sense.
So when you say land use applications, that's just developments. Those people who want to get townhouses built, condos built, these are developers who are hoping to have their projects formally approved.
That's exactly it. It's a whole spectrum of applications, 45, particularly, you know, normally at a council meeting, we would get 10, maybe 15 on a busy night, but 45, why? Who's benefiting from it? And why are we rushing them through with no public consultation, I might add, until the next council is elected?
Have you raised this issue in the last few days? I mean, you obviously must have had an agenda sent to you. Did you raise anything behind the scenes here, issues?
I absolutely did. For your information, Jazz, the last council meeting was canceled. At the last council meeting, these applications were going to be put forward then, and I raised it with staff because to me it just seemed absolutely ridiculous. We get our council meeting, our council package, usually late Thursday night, early Friday morning. This time the council package was almost 4,000 pages, if you can believe it, that we need to reach from Saturday through to Monday morning. That's not feasible. You can't give it the attention and the look at the detail and make informed decisions. The mayor knows this, and he's just rushing through a bunch of applications basically to get votes.
And these developers, do you know much about them in regards to who's making these applications?
I do not know. There's a whole spectrum of developers. You know, some of the applications are very sound. Other applications are ones that were a little bit questionable before. There's one that's coming through tonight for final approval that the residents were absolutely up in arms on. And this is their final chance. And the application will be, or the permit, I should say, will be issued if it goes through tonight. And I'm certain it will go through. It will probably be the usual three vote because I'm not there tonight, mm-hmm. And the mayor will force it through.
That specific application, where is that project located? And can you give us some background on the project?
Sure. That is an application just in Fleetwood Estates. There's some townhouses that are going in there that if the permit is issued, that isn't conducive with the neighborhood. The residents have been up in arms. The mayor refused to even really spend much time talking to them about it. And it's doesn't something that fits in with the neighborhood. And there was a lot of public outcry when it appeared before. I was told a few months ago that this particular application probably wouldn't be ready to be finalized until the new year. But here it is 4 months earlier.
And those involved in this particular project, do they have any relation to Mayor McCallum or his slate that is presently that is running in this civic election?
I have no idea what their relationship is. You know, I don't know who the mayor deals with or, you know, who his friends are, but there just seems to be an awful lot of applications that are coming through and getting rammed through. And that's just not the way to do good planning in the city. It's not good for neighborhoods. It's not good for our schools. It's not good for our transit. We're not building the infrastructure in place. We're just ramming these through.
And have there been other council meetings where there have been a significant amount of land use applications approved over the last couple of meetings? I mean, I'm going to assume this is not the only one, or is it the only one where you've seen 45?
This is the only one, and quite interesting, it's our very last council meeting. and the last time that hopefully Mayor McCallum will be in office. It's just very unusual. Normally at a council meeting, 10, 15, maybe if it's a really busy council meeting, we might get 20. But quite honestly, I don't ever remember in my 4 years as a councillor ever seeing 20 come through.
Wouldn't it be better if you were there today or tonight and voiced your opposition to what was happening? Do you think the boycott is the right way to go?
I absolutely do. I can't be part of this this process. This is just absolutely ridiculous. We know that the mayor and his four councillors are going to vote them through, whether I'm there or not. And I am embarrassed for the residents of Surrey that this kind of thing is happening.
Linda Annis, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure as always, Jazz.
Thank you. That's Linda Annis, councillor in Surrey, who said she's boycotting tonight's meeting because there are 45 different projects that are being approved. And she says that on any other council meeting, usually 10 or 15 that they look at, not 40 to 45 that are potentially before Surrey City Council today. Well, many would argue that tonight's city council meeting is actually reflective of the last 4 years of Doug McCallum. And when I say the last 4 years, you're probably wondering why. What is he talking about? Well, take a listen.
A scenic walk, a place to explore, a Surrey canal.
We could maybe use roads that are not being used that much right now.
Uber is operating illegally in Surrey. She clipped my knee and my bottom leg and then ran over my foot at the same time.
I think I did it again.
Mayor Doug McCallum makes long signs opposing his move to dump the Mounties illegal.
Mayor Doug McCallum barred 7 Surrey residents from attending meetings.
We are going to build a 60,000 person arena in Surrey.
I'm granting you naming rights to this stadium.
Doug's Dream Dome.
The What Housing Crisis Palace.
The Zoo.
The Collecting Dust Bowl.
Doug Mahal.
Scandalstick Park. Dougie's Tobacco Dome. Pinocchio Place. The Empty Bowl. The Big Hole.
Doug Dumpster Fire Dome.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.